Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is Kurt Hahn, CEO and founder of S3 Productions, and I am delighted and thrilled. This is a very special show today for me. I have two guests on here who have done a lot, and it's a very interrelated story. I'm going to talk a little bit about divine intervention. The story actually started about almost 12, 15 years ago when I retired from the Navy Reserves, and I sent my flag all over the world to honor being retiring from the Navy. My flag was retired for about 10 years, hanging up in my classroom. And I started flying it again around December of 2012. And through the process of flying my flag, I found an organization up in Arroyo Grande, California, called Welcome Home Military Heroes. His mission in life is to welcome home military heroes coming back from wherever, but primarily from Afghanistan. As part of what they did, they have a mission called Operation Crazy Horse, looking for flag donations to be sent to Afghanistan to be given to service people being discharged. And that's how I hooked up with Cheryl Tolan. And Cheryl, take it from there.
Yes. Well,
Cheryl,
good morning.
You're on.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having us back on your show again. We appreciate it. We are really excited about Operation Crazy Horse. We received this request from our son's unit, the Crazy Horse Troop, 4th Squadron, 9th Cavalry, that is currently serving in Afghanistan. And, you know, they were asking if we could get folks to give new American 3x5 flags. And the headquarters there at their base will be conducting flag flying ceremonies for the soldiers. And those flags will be flown at FOB Senti in Afghanistan. And it will come with a signed certificate from the squadron commander, the troop commander, and the executive officer as well, and given to the soldier to take home and give to his family or to keep for themselves.
Yeah, that is so cool. And have you got a lot of responses?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We're having an overwhelming response, which is great, because if we get more flags, we pretty much have our son's unit covered now. We're going to extend that out to the other units in his squadron, and they're excited about it as well. We just shipped this week 50 flags over
50?
To Afghanistan. 50, 50, yes.
Wow.
And by the end of next week, we should have another 50 more to ship over there as well. And we're so excited to have your flag. Can I talk about that, or we're not talking about
be
that yet,
guess.
Are we?
Be my guest.
Okay.
That's kind of the unifying fact.
Did I break
fact
the agenda?
Yeah.
Well, we're just excited when you sent our flags, and I'll just tell you that we received them, and they're sitting here in front of me, and I'll wait, I guess, and let you bring it up, but we are very okay. excited to be taking your flags and sending over there as well so that they can be flown. And you gave one to be donated to a soldier, so I want to say thank you very, very much.
Okay. Now, jumping ahead a little bit in the story, while I was researching places to fly my flags, I ran across the Northwood Memorial in Irvine, California. It is the only, and Dale, correct me if I'm wrong, the only memorial dedicated to the Iraqi and Afghanistan fallen soldiers. And Dale, you want to kind of pick the story up from there?
Thank you, Kurt. The Northwood Gratitude and Honor Memorial actually was the nation's first memorial dedicated exclusively to honoring the fallen heroes in the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. It started in spring of 2003, shortly after the invasion of Iraq began. And as a temporary memorial, a grassroots gathering of people would come together and put up markers honoring those fallen heroes from the conflicts to that point. And over time, it expanded and expanded and got greater and greater community support. And finally, in November of 2010, we dedicated the permanent memorial. And as of today, it holds the names of 6,714 fallen heroes from across the country. It's a very moving opportunity for anybody who comes to the memorial to see all of those names and the ages of all the fallen. very similar in nature to the Vietnam Memorial experience. So in a way, we're at the other side of the coin from what Cheryl is doing in her organization of welcoming home military heroes. We're welcoming home the fallen heroes and making sure that they are not forgotten.
I think that is an amazing thing, Dale, that you're doing.
Well, I do it, which is kind of the unifying story of the whole reason why you're both on my show, was I had this idea to, one, get my flag to Afghanistan, because it's never, you know, who would have ever thought? And there's actually a third side of the story that I'm going to share with both of you in just a minute. But I saw the Crazy Horse thing, and then I thought, about the same time I was setting up the show with Dale there in Irvine. So I took two flags down to Irvine, and Dale was kind enough to fly both my flags. And Dale, again, thank you so much for that. But I was thinking, Cheryl, your organization welcomes back the vets from Afghanistan. Dale, you're honoring those who had fallen in Afghanistan. The two of them tie so nicely together. So I took those two flags and I sent them to Cheryl with the idea being whoever gets the second flag would have something that means something more than just somebody saying, here's a flag. They would have something
Absolutely.
That honors, apps represents the past, if you will. I won't say the past, the history, let's put it that way,
right.
of a comrade who'd fallen. And my goal was that whoever gets that flag takes it home. He has a little piece of the story that makes that flag more unique than just a flag saying, thank you very much. And that was what motivated the whole thing.
I think that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah. And so the goal is that when this soldier, and I'm going to use this word soldier very liberally because I'm assuming they're mostly Army.
That's correct.
Comes back, I'm hoping, and I call this sort of the message in the bottle thing, that whoever this person will get a hold of me, and then we can tie that side of the story. And if I'm lucky enough to get that soldier and both you on the same show, then we've come full circle. And that
well,
ought to be really,
definitely,
really cool.
Yeah, we will definitely make sure that happens for you. We'll do our best, I should say.
And if we're lucky enough that soldier is local to California, then Dale, we can get him down to your memorial. And that
well,
brings
Kurt,
everybody. Go ahead.
As we're talking here, Kurt and Cheryl, a thought is passing through my mind, having met a number of returning military heroes who have had combat tours in Iraq or Afghanistan, we understand how important it is for them to have the opportunity to remember and honor their fallen comrades.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
to the extent that this would make sense, if there are those who are participating in your Operation Crazy Horse who have lost a battle buddy and they would like to have their flag flown over the memorial, why don't we offline put our heads together and find a way to make that happen for them?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
that
works
wonderful.
For me. That works for me because part of my podcasting network is to reach out to vets because every vet has a story. And we are fast losing a lot of that oral history. And so I'm sort of reaching out to different organizations and saying, tell me your stories. And as both you know, talking about divine intervention, you never know where this is going to take you because you both mentioned offline how things just magically happen. And I'm using that term rather liberally in the design and creation of the memorial and in the operation that Cheryl, you're doing. And
mm-hmm.
who knows where this is going to lead.
Well, it's for us, you know, we're on our third year, and it is amazing where we have come from and the amazing folks we meet. And I think even with Dale's, you know, mission there with his memorial, we don't know the lives we're touching. As Dale mentioned earlier, we're planting seeds, and we have, we may not ever know this side of heaven, you know, how it affects the lives of people.
Well,
believe it or not, that's what makes us cool.
One of the things that I've discovered in my process here, and Cheryl before we got on to the podcast today, you were asking how I became involved. And my wife and daughter and I were just among the many people who would go visit the temporary memorial on Memorial Day, where an ad hoc ceremony would be held each spring. What I discovered is that, especially after having lived through the Vietnam War and the aftermath of that, I discovered that there are an awful lot of Americans who are anxious to show their gratitude to the vets and to the fallen. And you were overly generous, Kurt, in describing my role with respect to the Northwood Gratitude and Honor Memorial. I haven't been a driving force. The community's been the driving force behind its creation. I certainly played an important role in the creation and design of the permanent memorial, but there literally have been dozens, if not hundreds, of volunteers over the years since 2003 who've played very important roles at various stages along the way. And I want to certainly thank them and recognize their contributions as individual citizens coming together for the greater good and to express what I think most patriots want to make sure is expressed, which is that gratitude and the honor. The other people I'd like to really thank are Wendy Brown, who is the park supervisor at the Northwood Community Park, and her entire team, too numerous to mention, and also Maya Sanders, who is the director of community services in the city of Irvine, who she and her team and Wendy and her team have become a part of the larger family of volunteers. What we discovered is that this isn't a job for anybody, whether or not it's part of their job description to support something like this. There's a moment of spirituality that happens to everybody who becomes involved in a project like this. And I would encourage anyone who hears this podcast to give serious consideration to reaching out to whatever local group there is or to go ahead and create a local group. What you'll find is that no matter how many hours you dedicate to this, you always wind up getting more out of it than you feel you've contributed.
That is so true. Well said. That's very true.
Well, while I've got both of you on the phone, I want you to grab a piece of scratch paper and a pen, because you're going to hear the other side of the story that hasn't quite taken place yet. There's an Army captain. His name is Colin Fulbright. He's in Germany right now. Who has one of my flags, and he's been flying it over different parts of Germany in relation to George Patton and some of the battle sites that he's been to. Anyway, Colin Fulbright is coming home to the States at some point in time. I'm not sure when. But he has my flag, and he sent me an email. He says, "How big a hurry are you to get your flag back?" I says, "Not in a real big hurry," because he said, "Great, he has an opportunity to send my flag from Germany to Qatar and then on a medevac flight back to Afghanistan and then back to Qatar and then back to Germany and back to me, which means I should get it back, oh, sometime mid-December or something. He's going to send me his flag in June of 2014, and then I'm going to fly it all over Southern California for him as a favor for doing what he's done for me. In any case, as soon as I get his flag, summer of 2014, Dale is going to show up at the memorial because he is an Afghan vet from Afghanistan. And Cheryl, it may come to you to go back to Afghanistan to Crazy Horse Outfit."
Oh, you bet. We would love that.
So for both of you on your calendar, in things to come, you might be seeing a second flag from an Army captain come June of next year.
That would be wonderful.
So, that's the side of the story you haven't heard yet. And then, Cheryl, for you, because I know I saw on your Facebook page, you're looking for the Christmas packages for the Battle Buddies and the Battle Dogs.
You bet.
And as I was thinking about this, I got to go to Target anyway, so I thought about getting some tennis balls for your Battle Dogs.
Oh, they'll love that.
And, yeah. Well, what I would like to do is to send a camera. As I told you, mentioned this yesterday. Because if I can get some pictures of the Battle Dogs, because they just opened up the Military Working Dog Memorial down in San Antonio, Texas. which is about 100 miles south of where my son and my grandsons live. So if I can get pictures
and
of the battle dogs.
And you said that's in San Antonio?
San Antonio, Texas. They just opened it like a week or two ago. And if I can get pictures of the battle dogs there with your son's units, I'm going to take those down there and say, here. These are some working dogs that, you know.
Yeah. Active
so
working
I can carry,
dogs now,
yeah. I can carry part of that back to Texas, and because I'm going to get my flag flown there just because I can, too.
You are amazing.
I'm not sure if that's the word my wife uses, but I think crazy is more like it. But
Well, did you see the picture that we had on my Facebook page with my son Battle Buddy, Private First Class Isert, and his dog Izzy, and Coffee and Storm? Yeah. Did you see that?
That's what started the whole idea.
Ah, okay.
Believe it or not. That's what started the whole idea. But, again, you never quite know where this story is going to take off and lead to, or who's going to hear it, or who's going to say it, or who's going to see it.
Right.
But it all kind of interrelates. And for both of you, once this show's over, I'll send you the links, and you can pass this around however you see fit. It's on the Internet. Your son can listen to it in Afghanistan. They can, if they have Internet, they can hear it. And you both are feel free to ship this wherever you want. And
well, thank you for that. Dale, I know the folks in our group love listening to it.
Yeah. And, Dale, I sent you the pictures from the memorial. You can use those as you see fit. You have my permission to do as you see fit with that. And if you want to send a copy of those pictures to the Irvine, I already sent a copy to the Irvine City Council.
Oh, great.
I've been trying to find the email for the mayor and everybody else to send them to. But like everything else, as you well know, things get kind of crazy and kind of busy, and you can only do so much. I got midterm grades coming up next week, so things do get a little nuts.
Well, offline I can provide you with that information.
Yeah. But, you know, it's such a thrill to be doing stuff like this because I talk about this at school, and people look at you like you're nuts. And the only ones who even have any appreciation that I'm not looking for are the vets on the campus. Everybody else just think you're a nutcase.
Well, I don't think they understand. You know, I think for you veterans who have been there and done that, you certainly understand that. And for the patriots in our group, I tell you, I think they just bleed red, white, and blue. And maybe you need to find some patriots there, Kurt.
Well, we're trying.
I think they're there, aren't they?
They're there. Well, Halloween morning, the day before Halloween, the 30th, the journalism teacher stopped me and wanted to know if I'd be willing to do an interview with the school newspaper because there's only maybe 8 vets on campus. And I said, well, we can do that. Let's turn it around. Let's podcast the interview so your reporter gets interviewed at the same time she's interviewing me. And she looked at me and says, you can do that? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? So Thursday morning we did a dual show. I was being interviewed while she was interviewing me, and I was talking to her. But they all looked at me like, wow, we can do this? And I go, yeah, you can do it. And I started telling her the story of the flags. And the advisor for the school of paper just looked at me and said, man, there's a whole story unto itself right there. I've never been hiding anything. I've never hid anything. So,
you know, Kurt,
yeah, you never know where this leads to.
One of the things that I found, and Cheryl, you probably have found some of this as well, is that there seems to have been a watershed somewhere over the last maybe 20 years where the political divide seems to be less important at this moment in terms of honoring those who've served and especially those who have fallen. We have found that our endeavor encompasses people on both sides of the political spectrum, people on both sides of whether or not the involvement in those two conflicts was advisable or not. And they set that aside in order to honor the individual citizen soldiers who went when the clarion call came from the nation They responded. They put their lives literally on the line in order to serve the nation. And holding aside all the other aspects, what's really gratifying is to see the wide variety of people who will attend the ceremonies who have contributed funds to the nonprofit to support the work that we do. I found that very gratifying.
I agree with you, Dale. We have the same group of folks in our group, too. Two different sides, but they all come together for the common cause of going out there when those young men and women come home that have served our country and to shake their hand and thank them. And, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Wow. Okay, we have just under 9 minutes left. Cheryl, you want to put your plug in for your organization, tell about a little bit what you do, and then Dale, you can kind of do the same thing?
I would love to. Welcome Home Military Heroes is a local group here on the Central Coast, up in the Arroyo Grande area, and our mission is very simple. We want to welcome home all of our returning troops. Whether they're coming home for R&R or they're coming home, as a permanent return. And we just want to, thank them for a job well done. Our troops are never forgotten, and we think about them in almost everything we do every day, and they make us proud to be Americans. And the success of our mission are the folks in our group. We have lots of veterans, American Legion riders, Patriot Guard riders. We have military parents. And just patriotic individuals that come out and give up their time.
So if anybody wanted to reach you, how would they do it?
They can go to my website. The website is welcomehomemilitaryheroes.org. That's O-R-G. And there is a contact page on there, and our phone number and our email address is right on there. And I'd love to hear from anyone.
Okay, Dale?
The Northwood Gratitude and Honor Memorial is a permanent memorial that's open to the public 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's in a community park, which historically is just an artifact of the grassroots organization that began it, but it became also symbolic of this is not something that should be hidden away in a distant part of a park someplace. It needs to be front and center, where people passing by can see it, where kids playing in the playground or in the nearby athletic fields can recognize the message, which is freedom is not free, and that there are many citizens around us who've joined the National Guard, who have been in the reserves, who are in active duty, who are putting themselves on the line in service to all of us, and to have that opportunity to recognize those who have fallen is especially important in our minds, not only for the current generation of citizens, but the future generations. We have a web page. Our website is www.northwoodmemorial.com. That's all one word, northwoodmemorial.com. For those who are listening that have lost a loved one or have lost a battle buddy or a friend, we offer free name rubbings. If you would just fill out the form, which is on the Gold Star page of our website, giving us the information about the person who died and how many name rubbings you would like, we'll make sure that we get those in your hands as soon as possible. To contact us directly, please send us an email at info@northwoodmemorial.com.
Wow. And again, I'd like to thank both of you for doing this. I've been looking forward to this show for all week. And I just, this was thrilling.
Thank you for having
us. Well, I plan on doing this again here once I get my flags back, battle buddies and dogs, and God, we could do this for
I'm excited to get the pictures to you.
Oh, I am too. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I just would like to say, I would just like to encourage your listeners to just find a way to give thanks to our veterans and our active duty men and women that are serving. We lay our heads down in peace at night because of the sacrifices made by those who have served before us and those who are still serving today. So,
I couldn't agree more. I think that recognize that it's okay to fly your flag. It's okay to go up and shake the hand of the veteran or active duty and thank them for what they're doing. It's not going to cause any embarrassment and certainly can make not only the day of the person that you're thanking, but it'll make your day as well.
And for both of you, if you know of another organization, because sure, I know you have a whole bunch working with you, if there's another organization
right.
that would be interested in doing a podcast and telling their story, I'm always cool to hear stories. So you can feel free to pass that around. Like I say, I'll send you the links, and it's on Facebook, but it'll take Blog Talk Radio or a second or two to process it once we're off the air. Any final words from anybody? Because we're just about out of time.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Kurt, for what you do and for the recognition that you bring to veterans and veteran organizations.
I'll certainly endorse that, and I'll thank anyone and everyone who listens to your podcast for going that extra step.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kurt Hahn. You can always reach me. My Facebook is facebook.com/S3Productions1. I'm on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/S3Production. You can reach me through my email account, oscssw@juno.com. And to my guest, Cheryl Tolan from Welcome Home Heroes and Dale Jelnick of the North Memorial, I want to say thank you so much. This was so cool.
Thank you.
This is just so neat. And Cheryl, now, oh, by the way, we have one last thing to do. Can we just sort of say goodbye to the flag and say, can't wait for you to come back and see it off?
Oh, absolutely. We are so excited. It's going to be heading out today. I will send you a picture, and goodbye to both of your flags, and I can't wait to be able to come back on and tell you about it.
Cool. And I see both of you on your calendars. Remember, next summer, I'm going to be calling you back saying, I got a friend of mine who needs a flag flown. So sort of put that down on your calendar. And I want to thank you both and let you get back to your very, very busy days, because I know, like I said, I got midterms coming up next week. So with that, I want to say thank you. Wish you all a happy Saturday. And unless anybody thinks else, I'm going to say goodbye and let you get back to your days.
Thank you.
Kurt.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for listening to our show. This is Kurt Hahn of S3 Productions on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to say goodbye. And Cheryl, Dale, if you need anything, either give me a call back or I'll give you a call back, or you can reach me through email. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. You all have a wonderful day. And we're going off the air in 1, 2, 3, and we're done.